So where to begin? How do we begin? How do we wind into this? Well, I'm going to start with personal experience, not with theory, but with my personal experience. Just as the few days leading up to this weekend, I started to think, oh crikey, the sound of reality. I mean, where do you begin? And well, I started to realise that it was through sound, through hearing, through listening, that I entered the Dharma, that I entered the Buddhist path. Sound played a huge part in my own journey and continues to do so. So before I go any further, I want to mark a few key experiences, real turning points for me. So the first experience occurred sometime between the ages of 14 and 16, that difficult time. And it's to do with music. I got into music, like most people, very early on, pop music initially. And then kind of started to branch out as I got older. And there were weekly discoveries in the record shops of Brighton, near where I was living, secondhand stores and places like that, of all sorts of weird and wonderful things. You know, that thrill of discovering a new and weirder rock band that I was interested in. But that got me that exploration to jazz. Mid to late 60s American jazz. Miles Davis, electronic period, for those of you who are into this sort of thing. Ornette Coleman's free-form improvisation, free jazz, and the like. And especially lots of others. I hope this isn't not completely obscure to people here. But especially the music of John Coltrane. That was a big and important discovery for me. John Coltrane was a tenor and soprano sax player who really, really tried to push the boundaries in his playing. And late Coltrane, which a lot of people find difficult and they don't care for, was extremely important to me. And I was trying to think of the track that really had a big effect on me. There were so many. There was the great album A Love Supreme, which, of course, describes in the music his own sort of religious conversion. But actually the track that I particularly remember that had a kind of visceral effect on me was from a double album. Sorry to do this, the anorak stuff here, but I've got to do it. Kind of homage going on here. Live in Seattle. Live in Seattle, a double album with the classic Coltrane quartet with another tenor player, Ferro Saunders, playing weird noises. And he plays a standard called Out of This World, a jazz standard. And, you know, the piano and bass are not that well recorded, the drums, and they're plonking along. And then suddenly, this high register tenor saxophone, Coltrane saxophone, just comes in with the most extraordinarily soulful playing. And I remember when I first really heard that, it might have been the second or third playing, but when I really heard it, in the lounge, at my parents' place where I was living, it went straight to the heart, straight to the soul. Actually, I think it went to the nervous system straight off, because I felt a physical shock, a physical change, a positive shock. I kind of went into another state, a rapturous, blissful, ecstatic state. For a while, I was outside of myself. It was a real cry of love, a kind of soul cry, just going straight to my soul. And I remember after that experience, I kind of did these John Coltrane meditations that sound weird. I'd stick a disc on and I'd sit cross-legged on the floor trying to get that experience again. Actually, it got more and more frustrating because I was trying to kind of have this experience. And of course, you can't do that. And that experience was part of a number of experiences around that time that really got me searching, got me looking, got me inquiring. Wasn't the only thing that was going on, but that was hugely significant. Listening to that music, touching my soul. A few years later, I'm using the soul very the term soul very poetically here. Of course, we know that, you know, I'm not using Buddhist technical language, but that's how I felt about it.